The scarf. It was a beauty, made by the Hmong in Laos at least a century ago. This gift from a terrible boyfriend who promptly ghosted me for another poet. You could drape that thing over your nakedness and nobody would blink. The scarf was all they'd see. Describe it? A fool's errand, and I'm over being a fool. He was history, but I wore the scarf for years. Then came a letter asking for it back, since it held such strong meanings for him. Something about the recent death of his mother, how he'd intended the scarf as a gift for her. I never replied. Truth was, the scarf, plus my winter coat, had already been lifted from an airport bench as I waited for my bag to tumble down the chute. "Gypsies," said the bored security guard, quote, unquote. I missed that scarf, which I loaned to friends for their own occasions, even a TV interview. May it ride better shoulders than those of the idiot prince, now a self-anointed Dharma king, who couldn't even tell one girlfriend he'd moved on to the next. And why even care, really, after so many decades? We both have grown children. It's a different century. But I never forget unanswered letters. Still want to say something about karma to Mr. Dharma. May he be reincarnated as a hat rack.